Hollywood status. Please, it ain't a secret. Pretty
Malick's gossip. Find out the latest news. Let's talk more Demi Lovato. She's been sort of MIA for the last sort of 12 months. What's
she's
going on?
She's going to be bringing out an album very soon.
I thought you were going to say she's going to become a mother.
No. She's bringing out an album very, very soon. And she's going to be raw on this one. She was sharing a few Insta stories and she said that this album is going to be her side of the story. Obviously, she's had a really rough year with, you know, nearly, I want to say, at the brink of saying goodbye to the world, you know, after her overdose. And she's been liking a few Instagram posts, throwing shade at her ex, Wilmer Valderrama, and his new partner, and the Jonas Brothers. There's been a lot of this going around, and she's liked all of these posts as well. And a user was like, hey, maybe you should write a memoir, because we'd love to know the tea behind this. And she goes, you won't need the memoir, because my album will say it all. So it looks like she's going to be calling some names on this one.
Interesting. I don't know about Demi. I mean, I like Demi, but I don't know. Never just the run-ins that we've had with her.
Yeah, maybe
it's more her people, but I didn't get a good vibe from her, unfortunately. Spoke to a couple of people within the industry. They said the same thing. So I feel like she does need a little bit of a, I don't know, a reset or a reboot to whoever she is and maybe the people around her.
Sometimes, you know, like mental health, I imagine, can be portrayed in the wrong way. Like she was, when she was at the concert where we were at, she was walking backstage like quite stern faced and stuff like that.
But yeah, I mean, didn't look like
she was probably going through stuff.
Yeah, yeah, did not look approachable, you know.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
but then also had a security guard come in before and go, "We want everybody out of this room before anyone will come in." And I was like, "Hey, just relax, man." Like, it was just a bit little. It wasn't this. Well, you know, compared to Camila Cabello, when she walked in,
and my goodness,
it was just so like
she was like family coming over,
hugging and all that. You know,
I don't know.
I'm not throwing shade on Demi. Don't think I am. Like, again, she's gone through a lot, but I hope that the next 10 years is better than the last 10 years for her.
Agreed.
Moving on. Now Jake Paul. If you don't know Jake Paul, he's a YouTuber. They're brothers, right? There's Jake Paul. There's Logan Paul. Both sort of super famous. They got controversy behind them.
Yes.
Now Logan Paul has sort of been on the down low for a while, but the brother Jake is now back in the news.
Well, he's the second highest paid YouTuber.
Yeah? Crazy.
And he announced this week that he's engaged to another YouTuber by the name of Tana Mojo. The ring is reportedly about 4.5 carats, worth around $100,000. All this is going on. Both of them are posting, OMG, I'm engaged. But the thing is, fans don't buy it. A lot of fans are saying this is fake, mostly because Jake's last relationship, he admitted that it was all fake and it was all for the YouTube.
Really?
Now, also, the couple posed in front of a brand new Mercedes G-Wagon for the engagement announcement. A lot of people are saying maybe this is a brand thing, not really an engagement thing. Jake is meant to release a video about the proposal this week on YouTube, so we're going to have to wait for that to come out.
They own a G-Wagon, though. They've had a G-Wagon for a while, so I don't know about that.
Yeah,
is it some new...
No, they said it was like a brand new... I don't know. It was like a brand new one. It might be a brand deal with Mercedes or G-Wagon. Who knows? But
okay. That's
what the YouTube world is saying. And finally, Kim Kardashian just announced another brand new product.
You want this?
I do. It's shapewear.
Like Spanx.
Spanx is a company, but it's called shapewear, right? So it's basically super body inclusive, sizes from extra, extra small to 4XL, 9 skin tone shades. But the only thing that's upsetting people right now is the name of it. It's called Kimono Solution Wear. Kimono, get it, Kim. But like, everyone's like, why do you have to use the name Kimono? It's like Japanese and you're doing shapewear and people are calling it cultural appropriation and all that stuff.
Kimono dragon, isn't that an animal?
Komodo.
Komodo, is it?
Yeah.
Not kimono.
But yeah.
Oops.
But you know what? Aside from the name, I'm really excited about Kim Kardashian shapewear because I think if there's
one...
You buy
it.
Yeah.
I mean, you wear a bit of Spanx right now.
Oh my goodness, yes. Lifesavers.
Really? Rossi, would you ever wear... I mean, you and I have wore Spanx before. Remember when they gave us like an upper t-shirt when we were both really fat?
I do like them. You know when you've got a suit on or something like that?
Yeah.
I like it then.
I saw something come up sponsored on my Instagram. You know when you get those weird things that they're selling on Instagram?
Yeah.
And it was Spanx for men, but what it was...
What have you been typing in Google, mate?
Why it comes... No, it doesn't come up like that. Nah. It was like a... You know, like a 1950s swimsuit for men?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks like a wrestling outfit. Like, it's got the long legs.
Victorian swimsuit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're supposed to wear this thing. It's like a wetsuit. It's like a full wetsuit, basically.
What?
And you put this on, and then you wear your clothes, and it's supposed to give you, like, tucked-in waist, stronger upper body. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I bought 7 of them.